Sheni. The pasuk continues with the avodah of Yom Kippur. The steps of the avodah that we mentioned until now are as follows. The Kohen Gadol wore, in the beginning of the day, the big day Zav, in which he did the Tamid Shel Shachar, and he brought the Keteris. Then he switched over to the big day Lavan, where he went to his bull and made his first vidui on the bull, his first confession for himself and for his household. Then he did the lottery for the goats, where one was Lashem and one was Lazoza. Then he went back to his par, to his bull, and made a second vidui for himself, his household, and for the Kohanim. He shechted the bull, gave it to a Kohen, another Kohen, to stir its blood that it should not get hard, and he went and he burnt the Keteris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He then took the blood of his bull and brought it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkled it achas lamalo v'sheva lamato. He then shechted the goat of the and sprinkled the goat's blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim achas lamalo v'sheva lamato. He took the blood of his bull and sprinkled it achas lamalo v'sheva lamato before the proeches, and did the same to the goat of the And the pasuk continues, V'yotzo, and the Kohen went out, El ha-mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem, to the mizbeach before Hashem, meaning the mizbeach ha-pnimi, the mizbeach hazov, inside the oil ha-moed. V'chiper olav, and he atoned on the mizbeach. How did he atone on the mizbeach? The pasuk continues, V'lokach midam ha-por u-midam ha-soyer, he took from the blood of his bull, and from the blood of the goat of the mix them together, v'nosan al karnes ha-mizbeach saviv, and placed it on the horns of the mizbeach around it. Rashi is bothered. How can the pasuk say v'yotza, and he went out, if he is still remaining inside the oil moed? This mizbeach, which the pasuk is talking about, is the mizbeach ha-pnimi. So why does it say v'yotza? And he answers, because up to this point he was standing from the mizbeach inward, between the Mizbeach and the Peroiches. Now, he went out from the Mizbeach outward and was standing between the Mizbeach and the entrance into the Oil Moed, because he started by placing the blood on the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Therefore, he must stand between the Mizbeach and the entrance, and that's why it says V'yotza, because he went out from the Mizbeach inward to the Mizbeach outward. And after placing the blood on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, V'hiza olav min adam be'etzboi sheva pa'amim, he sprinkled with his finger seven times on top of the Mizbeach, V'tiaroi, and he purified it, V'kiddushoi, and sanctified it, mitumais b'nei Yisrael, from the tumah of the b'nei Yisrael. As Maskil David explains, that if this Mizbeach came in contact with tumah, so through the blood being placed on the Mizbeach, V'tiaroi, it purified the Mizbeach, V'kiddushoi, and sanctified it, because if it became Tomei, it lost its original Kedusha, and now, through placing the blood on top of the Mizbeach, the Kedusha was reinstated. V'chila mikaper es ha-kodesh, and when he finishes from atoning on the Kodesh, from bringing the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bez Oil Moyed, and from bringing the blood into the Oil Moyed and sprinkling before the Peroiches, Bez HaMizbeach, and by placing the blood on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then the Hikri Bez HaSor HaChai, he will bring close the live goat, the Soir that was La'azazel. V'samach Aharon eshtei yodav al Rosh HaSor HaChai, and Aaron will lean his two hands on the head of the live goat. V'svada Olav, and he will confess on it, as kol avoinos b'nei Yisrael, all the averis of the Yidden, v'es kol pesheyem, all their mezidim, all their intentional sins, l'chol chatosam, and all their shoygeg, all their unintentional sins, v'nos anoisam, and he will place them al rosh hasoyer, on the head of this goat. This was the third confession of the day, the third vidui. The first one was on his bull for himself and for his household. The second confession was also on his bull for himself, his household, and for the Kohanim. And this was the third confession, which was on the Seir Ha'om, and this was for all of Klal Yisrael. V'shilach, and he will send this goat, b'yad ish iti, in the hand of a timely man, ha-midbara, to the midbar. Rashi learns, ish iti, a timely man, means one who has been prepared for this task from the day before, from the previous day. Ish iti, somebody who was prepared already for this task, me'ace la'ace, from yesterday. Chizkuni brings down a medrash that the person who would bring the soyer la'azazel would not live out the year. He would die sometime during that year. They therefore did not want to take a person who had many years left to his life, but rather took an ish-iti, a timely man, one whose time has come to die anyway. And the goat will carry on him all their averis, el eretz gzera, to a land that was cut off, which means a cliff. Bishilak es asori ba-midbar, and he will send the goat to the midbar. The pasuk does not say exactly what is done with the goat. Chazal tell us that he threw the goat off the cliff, and it did not make it halfway down the cliff before it was crushed into pieces. Targum Yonatan ben Aziel says that Hashem brought a strong wind and blew the goat off the cliff. Uva Aaron el Oyel Moed. Then Aaron entered the Oyel Moed to remove the kaf and the machta, the ladle which had the ketores inside of it, and the machta that had the coals. He went inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim to remove this kaf and machta. Ufashat es bigdei avod, and then he removed his white linen clothing, asher lavash bevoye el hakodesh, which he wore when he entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'hinicham sham, and he left them there. Rashi says it does not mean that he left them in the Oyel Moed, but rather v'hinicham sham, he left them there, means that he left it in storage, and these clothing were never used for another avoida of Yom Kippur. Rashi tells us that although the psukim up to now were all in order, the order of the avoida on Yom Kippur, pasuk chaf gimel seems to be out of order and does not belong until after pasuk chaf hei, because this that the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim to remove the kaf and machta did not take place until after what is stated in pasuk chaf dalet and chaf hei. First, the Kohen Gadol would remove his linen clothing, be toivel on the roof of Beis Parva, and put on his gold clothing, and be makriv his aisle and the aisle of the He will also be makriv the emurim, the parts to be burned on the mizbeach of his par and the sa'ir of the He then would be toivel again on the roof of Beis Parva, and put on his bigday lavon. Then he would remove the kaf and the machta, pasuk chaf gimel. And then again, he would be toivel on the roof of Beis Parva, put on his big day zav, and do the avoida for the rest of the day, which was the shechita of the tamid shel bein arba'im, the burning of the ketores, and the lighting of the menorah. So we see clearly that pasuk chaf gimel, the entering into the kodesh hakadoshim to remove the kaf machta, did not take place until what is stated in pasuk chaf dalet and chaf hei. And the pasuk continues, V'rochatz es besorei b'mayim, and he will be toivel his flesh in water, where? B'mokan kadosh, in a holy place, which is referring to the roof of Beis Parva, that had the kedusha of the Azara. This was the second time that he was toivel on the roof of Beis Parva, the first time being in pasuk dalet, when he was changing from his big day zav to big day lavon, he would be toivel on the roof of Beis Parva. Here, the pasuk again says that he is toivel on the roof of Beis Parva when he is changing from his linen clothing back to his gold. V'lovash es begodov, and he will wear his clothing, meaning his big day zav. V'yotza, and he will go out. V'osa es oilosoi, he will go out to the mizbeach achitzon and bring his carbon oila, his ayel oila, ves oila sa'om, and the ayel of the oila sa'om. V'chiper badoi v'ara'om, and he will atone for himself and for the nation. We will say the Rashi's between Sheni and Shlishi after we reach Revi.